WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, there are more than 100,000 registered voters in Brazos County.
Voter registration is really crazy right now.
Brazos County's new elections administrator, Trudy Hancock, says that's an increase of more than 10% since the last presidential election.
The deadline to register or make any changes or updates to your registration is October the 11th.
Early voting starts October 24th at any of 5 voting centers in Brazos County. Online records at the Brazos County Jail indicate a fugitive wanted by Bryan police has been caught. 23-year-old Keosha Burleson was booked on charges of dragging an officer while she was driving out of the parking lot of the Westside Walmart about 6 weeks ago. The officer received hospital treatment for his injuries. Burleson was also arrested for leaving 2 unattended children in her car. Bonds have been set at $100,000. In the last 5 weeks, there have been 7 armed robberies at convenience stores in Bryan. 2 took place on Wednesday in a 13-hour period. Police believe different suspects were involved. No one was hurt in the holdups at Sodalax Grocery and Palisota Grocery. In both robberies, 2 suspects used undisclosed weapons and got an undisclosed amount of money. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. One Normandy man is dead and another is in jail following a fatality crash near their hometown. The Bryan DPS office reported early yesterday morning an SUV rolled on a Madison County road after striking a small ditch. The man who died, 44-year-old Marcus Rivera, was a passenger. The driver, 33-year-old Gilberto Romero, was arrested on charges of intoxication, manslaughter, and failing to stop and render aid. A Bryan man is headed to prison for what he says was the accidental shooting death of a friend 2 years ago.
20-year-old Robert Reed was sentenced to 7 years for criminally negligent homicide. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, Terrell Wilson was killed in July 2014 after he and Reed were playing with handguns they had purchased off the street when Reed's gun discharged. The punishment also covers Reed's arrest last October when he was assaulted and took a weapon from an officer following 2 disturbances when, according to police, he was under the influence of narcotic drugs. The first disturbance was in front of the Brazos County Administration Building along Texas Avenue when he was shouting to motorists he was Jesus Christ, the King of Jerusalem. The second disturbance was in an emergency room where Reed was shot with a stun gun. A Madisonville man admits to causing multiple injuries to his wife and Bryan last year. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office credits emergency room nurses at College Station Medical Center for notifying police and the victim's mother, who took her daughter to the ER after the victim told her she could not breathe after she was attacked. 28-year-old Jackie Morning entered a plea agreement with prosecutors where he was sentenced to 4 years in prison for family violence assault with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, Morning struck and kicked her face and ribs. He slammed her head into the floor and he stomped on her stomach while she was on the ground. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A generic emergency text message meant only for students at one Houston Community College campus went nationwide. Some students at Blinn College's Burnham campus were told by college and city police that there was no emergency. Spokesman Richard Bray says Blinn alerts give more specific information.
First of all, that it's a message from Blinn College, and as much as possible, we want to be very specific about what the emergency is, what buildings.
Blinn officials have been in contact with their service provider, which is the same one that handled the original text, to solve the issue. Bray was not aware of the text being received by any of the 12,000 students on Blinn's largest campus in Bryan. And tonight in high school football, it's an in-town showdown as A&M Consolidated heads south to take on College Station High. Listen to the Tiger broadcast here on WTAW. Pregame starts at 7 and kickoff is at 7:30. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit BCS Realtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust, working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
811, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Temperatures during this afternoon right around 90. And tonight generally clear with overnight low temperatures back down in the mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine and scattered clouds, high temperatures near 85 degrees. It'll be clear at night in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, temperatures then around 82 to 86. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. So the football schedule kind of getting flip-flopped around in college because of the weather.
Yep, because of Matthew.
But with that in mind, today is a pretty big day in history of college football.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It was on this date that the Georgia Yellow Jackets beat Cumberland College 222-0.
Woo!
Back in 1916, remains obviously the highest scoring game in college football history. The deal is, back then the rules allowed you, if you had just given up a touchdown, that you had the option to kick it back to that team again.
Why?
Well, because then you could pin them back and do a better job. Didn't seem to work so well.
No.
They kept scoring.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Interesting.
Coach of Georgia Tech, John Heisman.
Oh, no way.
That guy.
The Heisman.
That guy.
Huh?
Very cool.
Who, by the way, was a head coach at Rice for a couple of years. So, you know, invented the huddle, things like that.
Nice little college football trivia there.
There you go. Some more stuff going on.
Getting ready for game day.
Hey.
Scott, I don't like to, you know, make you seem like you're smarter than you think you are.
Yeah, really.
I was told yesterday the celebrity picker for game day is, in fact, Dude Perfect.
Oh, cool.
And you called it.
Excellent.
I am so glad to hear that.
I don't know how many they're bringing. I don't know how many guys are going to be allowed to come up, but, you know, at least the main guy.
Well, and again, amazingly enough, that'll mean skyrocketing on their hits. There'll be people who've never seen Dude Perfect,
exactly.
And they'll go, Wait a minute.
Yeah, and they've been a little quiet, I guess, for Dude Perfect. You haven't seen anything crazy viral lately, and so this will be good for them and good for A&M.
Well, and that's true, but I don't know how you extend that brand. I really don't. I mean,
you know, my mom was asking the same thing last night to my brother and I, and I think they have a TV show.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course, YouTube, you can make a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, because I know somebody who graduated from Texas A&M a couple years ago, and he got a job on their staff as like a cameraman, as a video man. And so, I mean, they have a staff, they have offices, and at this point, they probably just keep cameras rolling 24/7 in case they make a really cool shot, you know, of something. Now they're doing stuff like appearances on game day.
Well, and that's cool. And I was trying to see, I wonder how many times that original, you know, from the top deck at Kyle Field.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times that's been viewed. You guys could probably look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it says they've got more than 3 million subscribers.
Yeah. I mean, that's big.
Pretty significant.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You know, one of the ways.
No. We got people in the studio now, so I have to do that.
Yeah, okay. He's the boss.
Yeah.
He's the man. He's
and a wonderful dancer.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I'm having cake.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. I was wondering when we were allowed to cut into it.
Well, actually, I gave permission for them to cut into it, so I figured that was okay.
And no one did, so they listened to you just like you listened to me.
All right, so there. Great so start, you're the one who basically then broke the seal, so to speak.
I did. Okay. I did. Today is WTAW's 94th birthday. What can you tell us what you were doing when it signed on, Scott?
Yeah, I wasn't. Exactly. But, you know, I started listening to it in 1964, and I listened to Randy Neal back then.
Oh, my gosh.
Who grew up to be Neal Bortz.
Yeah.
One of the cool things, though, of all the years that I've been here was that I was the program director when we were 50 years old. So that tells you how the hell old I am.
Yes.
But we were a
country. It gives us a hint. Yes,
yeah,
it does.
We were a country station, and what we did is we got, back then, you know, country stars that do stuff for you. And I started a year in advance contacting country stars, asking them to do 50-year salutes for us. Okay, happy 50th anniversary. Got disc jockeys from other radio stations to do it, like KDKA in Pittsburgh. But some of the we had one guy who wrote a song for us. His name was Billy Ed Wheeler. He was a country singer, and
really?
He wrote a song for us. And of course,
I bet it's lost.
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, good.
The first person who, of course, I went for to get a recorded congratulatory message was Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get anything. The day of our birthday, they sent us a telegram that said, Elvis and the Colonel wish you a happy birthday.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool, but, you know.
Because Elvis appeared on WTAW.
Yes, he did. You know. Yeah, back in the day. And so there you are.
Did you know that the day that Elvis died is still the number one flower sale day in America?
Really?
American history, yes.
Wow.
If you've ever seen the picture, if you get a chance, I'm sure it's available somewhere, the picture of Graceland on Elvis, the day Elvis died, it's like acres of flowers out in front. But anyway, today is
our 94, which is a pretty amazing number. Pretty amazing number.
94 years old today.
She's standing out there with the
cake. You could see it, man. You know?
Yeah.
Is that
Chella?
Is that Little Dempsey?
I think it's Ashley,
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, is it? Okay. Here they are. Yeah, see?
Y'all don't know the names of anyone who works around
no,
here.
No, we don't. That's
God,
true.
We've only been
Mr.
around.
Mr. DeLucia needs some cake.
But, yeah, no, but, yo, but look who's lurking in the hallway.
I want one of the Oreos.
Who else is lurking?
Down I didn't. Here?
Yeah, so, Mel's out there.
And then Mel's out there?
Yeah, oh, well, Mel, oh, hey, Mel it's, heard it's, food. Go ahead, open the door and let Mel come in.
That is the second day in a row you've made a comment.
Here you go,
like
Mel.
That.
Come on in. We know there's food here. Yum, yum. It's a cake. Yeah.
I know
it's WTAW's birthday.
Yeah. So
Mom, like, I'm on WTAW.
Yeah, so there. Put on the headphones.
Doesn't Mel have something else to
do?
No,
aren't
gave
you
Mel
on a show right now?
I'm on break. This is my cake break, okay?
Cake break.
It's a beautiful cake.
Eating my cake.
It smells so good. Strawberries. I opened the box this morning. I was like, "What is this?"
Oh yeah, the break room smells amazing.
Yes, you know, yesterday the king was here, so we had patchouli in the air.
Yes,
but
we
today
did.
We have strawberries, and that's not bad. And of course the Oreos. What's that? What happened?
It was kale.
Oh, someone stole a strawberry already.
Oh my God!
So now where did who produced?
When
the
is
cake?
My cake
H-E-B.
Break?
Okay, this is an H-E-B.
Your cake break.
Happy birthday!
Starts about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Since I'm in here,
I didn't want to
feeling
cake.
Did Ron do the writing on there?
No, actually, the lady who did the writing last night was fairly spectacular, wasn't she? She did a really good job.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. And how do you spell that?
WTAW.
Okay,
she put it in all caps, and I forgot to even ask. So, yeah. I mean, she knew. That's so good. Anyway.
What's right. Wata mean?
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting some text messages that say happy birthday. Appreciate it, all the listeners and texters who are texting
thank
in.
You.
So.
Thank you.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. Well, you know, for 94, we do get around, so.
Do what
I guess we can see the dessert tray from here, can't we,
yes,
Scott?
We can, yes, absolutely. It's got bacon in it, so that's an okay. Now we can see the chocolate fountain from here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thank you. It's 8:19.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Sunday on CNN. The second presidential debate.
Welcome, I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for joining us.
After an explosive first battle, Clinton and Trump return to the stage.
We will rise together because we are stronger together.
Just weeks before the election.
We will make America great again. Thank you.
Anderson Cooper moderates the second presidential debate. Live coverage starts Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN.
Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. Employers added 156,000 jobs last month, a decent gain, but also a sign that hiring has slowed from its strong pace last year. The unemployment rate ticked up to 5% from 4.9%, but mostly for a positive reason, more people came off the sidelines and looked for work. Volkswagen says it's not considering the sale of any of its brands or a capital increase to cope with the costs of the emissions scandal. The automaker says it's financially solid and has many options for financing. VW faces civil litigation and potential fines from government regulators in the EU and other markets. Currency traders are still adjusting to a sharp sudden move lower in the British pound in Asian trading, which took sterling to a fresh 31-year low. A few reasons were offered up for the drop, which came during low-volume trading hours in Asia, in which moves can be exaggerated. Some called it a fat finger trade. Others said comments from France's president, who urged tough negotiations over Brexit, were to blame. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
And now, another Did You Know Minute, presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know, in 1957 and 1959, Republican President Dwight Eisenhower proposed civil rights bills strengthening the rights of African Americans to vote. Senate Democrats filibustered the bills and watered them down. In 1959, when Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before all-white Southern juries, Republican Vice President Richard Nixon gave the deciding Senate vote to kill the Southern Amendment. Southern Democrats who opposed desegregation included former Ku Klux Klan Senator Robert Byrd and Alabama Governor George Wallace. On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
A23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Halloween is in the month of October. Everybody has different ways to celebrate. It's no different at Messina Hof. Lots of ways to do that. Savannah's here this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You know, for years, y'all have been doing murder mystery dinners. Really popular. It's one of those things that has really set y'all apart. They sell out regularly. Obviously, one for Halloween has just got to be over the top.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about this. We do a different theme every year, different storyline, and there's only 10 more tickets left for this one.
Okay. Coffins are limited, as you might,
yes.
might say. But that's something, and again, want you to do that, but if you happen to miss this one, remember that this is something that Messina Hof does regularly. It's always posted on the website when the next one is. Now, another thing that you do is cellar tours. Anything special during Halloween?
Yes, so we're actually going to do two spooky cellar tours on October 29th and October 30th. And this is a great alternative for the murder mystery dinner, too, if you can't make it out to that. So this is like our cellar tour, but it's spooky. different themed. We'll talk about the folk, like the lore of the area.
Oh, okay.
So it's different themed, four different wines you get to try. You get to have a truffle. We'll have special Halloween wines for sale. So it's a good time.
Are there a limited number of people that can be on these tours? How do you handle that?
There are a limited number of people, but we are flexible.
Okay.
So.
Well, because again, if you've got a big group and you'd like to be able to do that, like 6, 8, 10 of you want to do that kind of thing, that'd be kind of fun. Just let them know ahead of time so that you can do that. And so that's what October looks like. That's a little bit unusual and different. Of course, always, though, you have tours. Those sort of things go on always. And
right.
Got a tasting room there. That stuff doesn't change.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fun thing. Like, if you have friends coming in town for a football game, you know, bring them out, have some Aggie Network wine, go on a tour.
Yep, yep.
That's something I always encourage my friends to do. So.
Always good fun. And then we can go ahead and look ahead to November because you've got a wine premiere that'll be going on, right?
Yes, we only do 3 wine releases a year. And so we have our wine premiere coming up. We know we're going to release our new Brut. We know we've been releasing our new sparkling wines. We're going to do a new Palo wine, which is our best wine. We have a 5-course menu that I put up on Facebook yesterday. This is, yeah, it's wow. Delicious looking. So
that ought to be fun. And I guess this is the first time you've been in since Texas Reds. Tell us how Texas Reds was for
you. Oh, yeah, that was so much fun. I got to pour on Sunday. Paul and Cameron were out there on Saturday. You know, we just love hearing everyone's feedback and being out there with the other Texas wineries. It's a really fun time.
Yeah, it was a good situation. So if you want some more information on what's coming up here for Halloween or really any time at Messina Hof, where do they go?
You can go to MessinaHof.com. You can find us on social media, or you can give us a call at 979-778-9463.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
It's a new day. A fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
827. Chelsea, did you get your cake? Did you get the cake break?
I did.
All right.
Okay. I did. I really just wanted one of the Oreos on top.
Now, I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay, so.
What are you confused about?
It comes time for donuts, and you go, oh, no, no.
Can't do that.
No, I can't do donuts.
Some things are worth it. Okay.
Some things aren't.
She's
Oreos,
got a point.
Oreos are. For me.
And
everyone has their vice.
That's good. Okay, I just didn't. I'd have thought you'd have gone in and done, okay, I'll do the strawberry. That way I'll participate in the cake, but
right,
I'll do the healthier
right.
option.
I had a little nibble of the cake and an Oreo, and then that was enough for me at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's a sponge cake, so it's, you know, it's not bad at all. It's,
yeah.
And it does. It has a nice little strawberry taste thing going on. All right. Okay, so gotten your cake break. Everything's fine.
Yep, I'm okay.
Did you put your shoes back on?
They've been on.
Okay.
They've been on today.
At least since Mr. Downs has been in the office.
Yeah. An Ape's Theory of Mind. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. You watch a video of two people with a ball in a box. Person A leaves, and person B hides the ball under a blanket. When person A returns, you expect them to look in the box for the ball, not under the blanket where the ball actually is. This ability to comprehend that others' beliefs about reality can differ from our own is part of what makes us human, or is it? Now, researchers Chris Crepena, Fumihiro Kano, and their colleagues report in Science magazine that some great apes can also recognize false beliefs. Crepena says previous studies failed to detect this because they made too many cognitive demands on the apes.
In contrast, in our paradigm, all they have to do is sit there and watch a movie to learn about the other's mental state, and that would elicit their theory of mind.
Also key was making videos the apes found entertaining. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Well, it was going to go so well. Kim was going to come in right after that, and she didn't. All right, so we'll go find Kim in the meantime. We'll tell you about the weather, which is brought to you this morning. by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1982. With two-way radio and paging service, called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. High temperature today, probably about 88 or so once we get past the weather and the fog that we've got outside. But as we move on through the weekend, should be really, really nice. North winds about 5 to 10 miles an hour, so they'll pick up a little bit. And we'll have lots of sunshine. Look for high temperatures, no higher than 85. And in fact, by the time we get to Sunday night, we may have a low down at about 57 or so. So enjoy that. 73 right now.
In Louisville, Kentucky, 2 days ago, passengers on board a Southwest Airlines flight bound for Baltimore were quickly evacuated because yet another Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone began smoking. The owner says that the phone was, in fact, a replacement from Samsung. If that's true, Samsung is sitting on a colossal disaster. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. For its part, Samsung won't comment until it gets its hand on the phone in question, and that's understandable. But if these phones have an ongoing battery problem, they pose a life-threatening danger. What if the phone began smoking and erupted in flames after the flight was already in the air? What if one catches fire even after it's been repaired? What if it sets your home on fire? The Southwest Airlines incident proves that these questions are valid. And until we have the answers, Galaxy Note 7 phones, repaired or not, should not be trusted. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Cybercrime is real. It affects real people like you and me. And it's not going away. The threat changes every day. The number one question I'm asked is, how do I protect myself? Do what I do. Use Kaspersky Lab. In my business and at my home, Kaspersky is providing me with the best protection 24/7 with their arsenal of experts who evaluate new malware and fight threats every day. Kaspersky Lab stays ahead of the game. Trust me when I tell you I've done my research and I made the switch to Kaspersky Lab. Even if you're using another product, cancel it now and upgrade to Kaspersky Lab. As a Kim Commando listener, when you add or upgrade to Kaspersky Lab, you'll get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not fully satisfied. I trust the Kaspersky brand, and you should too. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 72 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Before the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence held its 22nd annual candlelight vigil last night, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office reached a plea agreement with a Madisonville man who admitted to beating his wife and Brian last year, something done without the victim's cooperation.
28-year-old Jackie Morning was sentenced to 4 years for family assault with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, Morning struck and kicked her face and ribs. He slammed her head into the floor, and he stomped on her stomach while she was on the ground. After Morning went to sleep, the victim called her mother complaining she could not breathe. That led to the mother taking her daughter to College Station Medical Center. DA's office thanked emergency room nurses at the med for contacting police and performing what was described as extraordinary work. Pretending to be a Chicago gangster results in a 7-year prison term. 20-year-old Robert Reed of Bryan was sentenced this week in Brazos County District Court for criminally negligent homicide in the shooting death of a friend, Terrell Wilson, in the victim's bedroom in July 2014. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Reed said he and Wilson were pointing handguns at each other. Reed said Wilson was the first to pull the trigger, but the victim's gun did not discharge. Reed told detectives he knew there were 3 bullets in his gun, but he assumed he could fire a couple of blanks. Instead, one shot hit Wilson. The punishment also includes Reed's arrest last October in front of the Brazos County Administration Building on Texas Avenue. Bryan Police reported Reed was under the influence of drugs when he was proclaiming he was Jesus Christ, the King of Jerusalem. Private citizens assisted a sheriff's deputy who placed Reed in handcuffs. Then Reed was tased after starting a disturbance in an emergency room before going to jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We're almost a month away from Brazos County's first election with an elections administrator in charge. Trudy Hancock says as the voter registration deadline approaches, a more than 10% increase puts the total over six digits for the first time.
This week, we broke 100,000 voters, registered voters for Brazos County. Currently, we're at 101,310.
The deadline to register or make changes is next Tuesday. Early voting starts October 24th at any of the five voting centers in Brazos County. Bryan police respond to two more armed robberies at convenience stores. Investigators say no one was hurt, and they don't believe the same suspects were involved in Wednesday's holdups at Palo Soto Grocery and Sodalax Grocery. This makes seven armed robberies at Bryan convenience stores in the last 5 weeks. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Universities and community colleges around the country are dealing with an emergency text that applied only to one campus in Houston. A generic evacuation statement from Lone Star College's University Park location was received at other campuses who use the same alert provider. Blaine College spokesman Richard Bray says they've been in contact with the service provider since after some students on the Brenham campus also evacuated after receiving a text on the Blaine alert system.
Your provider hasn't notified Blaine yet that they have resolved whatever caused this to happen?
Not to my knowledge. We're looking forward to getting that resolved so it doesn't happen again.
Bray says when Blinn students receive future safety-related text messages to treat it as real, he says Blinn's alerts contain specific information, such as the location of the event, and they repeat what they text on the college's social media accounts. Bray was not aware of the text being received by any of the 12,000 students on Blinn's largest campus in Bryan. And tonight in high school football, it's an in-town showdown as A&M Consolidated heads south to take on College Station High. You can hear the Tiger broadcast right here on WTAW. Pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30. WTAW news time is 8:36. It's 72 degrees. The text line is open all day, every day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
8:37. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Temperatures during this afternoon right around 90, and tonight generally clear with overnight low temperatures back down in the mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine and scattered clouds, high temperatures near 85 degrees. It'll be clear at night in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, temperatures then around 82 to 86. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. It's Friday. Time to talk about things that are going on in the city of College Station. And Heather Woolwine's here this morning from the city. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Actually, this is something you do in coordination with the entire Brazos Valley. We've got, it's time to clean up your garage or wherever. It's time to dump some household hazardous waste in the right spot, huh?
That's right. Yeah. Get it all out of there.
Now, when's that going to be?
So it's October 22nd. It's mm-hmm. a Saturday from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Same place, University Services Complex, just off of Harvey Road.
Right. Now, they got this going on. They've been doing it a while. How many years?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, over 20.
Yeah, it has. So it's a real simple situation if you'll just follow the rules, okay? So they need to go out Harvey Road, right? And that's the entrance.
They'll enter Harvey Road. Mm-hmm. They'll exit University.
Yeah.
The most important thing is getting that entrance and exit down and staying in your car. Don't get out of your car, pop the trunk, unlock the doors, whatever you need to do so that we can get it out, because we've got people who are in protective equipment, so they can get get it out in case anything might have rattled loose, but importantly, to keep the lawn moving.
Sure, so yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and just stay in there.
Now, you've got some areas where, for instance, you'd have some, what if you've got some computer stuff, but then you've also got paint, for instance. So how do you do that? Because those are two very different things.
So you want to put your paint more towards the front. So, you know, towards closer to the front of the trunk where your electronics would be most accessible, since that's the first station you hit first.
Okay.
So they'll get unload all of that, but yeah, have it where it's either in the back of your truck or in the back portion of your trunk.
Yep, do that. Take a truck. It's a whole lot easier
to
do that.
It really is. If you've got a truck, take a truck.
But even though you take a wide variety of things, there's some stuff that you don't want to take.
Right. So we don't want to see any refrigerators or AC units, no household, just regular garbage or tires. We also don't want explosives.
Sure.
And unfortunately, we've had explosives come out. But
obviously, you got to list it. It means this happened before, right?
Exactly. No radioactive materials if you, for whatever reason, have been hoarding uranium in the garage.
Got that hanging around the house, right?
Just leave it there.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Now, the other thing is you're going, I'm going to miss this. Well, again, you do this more than once a year.
We do. So we'll have it again in April. I believe it's April 27th.
Okay.
But we'll get those dates posted as well. But yes, it's twice a year. And if you have stuff such as paint or motor oil, even lead acid car batteries, give us a call because we can tell you where to take those items during the year, and you don't have to wait.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it's coming up, and the date again?
It's October 22nd.
Okay, and what time?
7 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Okay, and if you haven't been out to the service center, just go past the
Veterans Park.
Veterans Park complex, and it's out there on the left. And there'll be plenty of folks out there to show you, that's for sure. And the website?
It's Twin Oaks. I'm sorry, twinoaks.com/HHW. Had to think about that for a second.
Okay, so there you go. So cleaning up, doing the environment. Thanks, Heather. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with the king himself.
Huzzah! What a pleasure to be back here in the Brazos Valley and talking about the Texas Renaissance Festival.
I'm excited. I'm a bit of an enthusiast myself, so I'm really excited to hear about some of the things you guys have coming up.
Oh, we have so much this year. We've done a lot of work on our campground area, the Fields of New Market, so when people come out, they can camp and enjoy camping either in a big festive atmosphere, or if they want a quieter family camping experience, we offer that as well. And of course, out in our campground, we have our After Darks, our TRF ballroom. So every Saturday night at 7 p.m., we have an adult only, 21 and up, entertainment venue where there's dancing, aerialists, magicians, comedians, lots of wonderful food and libation, and special VIP areas and lounges for people to enjoy. All of that comes after the Texas Renaissance Festival, which starts October 8th and runs through November 27th. That's our 60-acre village. It's very exciting.
Very cool. Now, I understand you guys have some of the famous attractions that you guys are known for out there, like Dead Bob, things like that.
Absolutely. Dead Bob, the Clan, Family Tinker will be out there. Our Sin the Parisian Clown, Sound and Fury. We have Blunt Force Drama, where Oscar Hasselhoff and his fighters fight hand-to-hand combat with swords and axes and spears. It's quite exciting. We have the Carillion Bells cast in bronze, a beautiful Carillion Bell set that plays. It's absolutely marvelous. And, of course, we have the Falconers. We have Rodini, an escape artist. We have the Sturdy Mudbeggers.
Yes.
Saxon Moon, Jim Hancock, our Burly Minstrel, Cantiga, the Gypsy Gorilla. It just goes on and on. We have so much entertainment packed into our festival site. No matter where people go or where they turn, they're going to find all sorts of entertainment and excitement, as well as food.
Oh, yeah, lots of food, and some great food at Texas Renaissance Festival.
Absolutely. We have food from all over the world, everything from Asian food to Greek food. My favorite, turkey legs, steak on a stick. We have vegetarian fare. We have gluten-free fare. They can go to the Queen's Pantry and enjoy all sorts of sweets and wonderful times. They can visit the pavilion. Just tons of places for them to go and find food, find unique dishes, unique drinks, and have a wonderful time. And that's beside the 400 artisans and craftspeople that we've assembled from all over the world that are out making jewelry and cups and clothes and swords and daggers and anything you can imagine. Come out there, spend the weekend, enjoy the festival site, camp, experience our after hours party, and then go home and rest for a few days.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And now, of course, most people don't need to be reminded about this. I love the RenFest. You are obviously in your full royal regalia here.
Indeed.
It's fantastic. People are encouraged to dress up, right? I mean, I do it all the time. So
absolutely. We want people to come out there. We want them to find a costume. We want them to live a little bit of a fantasy, to have a good time, throw off all the burdens of the work week and
put yourself in that world. Yeah.
Exactly, and have a good time. We're going to start off with an Oktoberfest on October 8th, so that's a great time for Lederhosen. We're going to have 1001 Dreams, A Pirate Adventure, All Hallows Eve, A Roman Bacchanal, A Barbarian Invasion, a Highland Fling, and of course it ends the weekend after Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a Celtic Christmas. So we have absolutely everything that someone could enjoy.
That's incredible. Where do people go to get tickets?
They can go get tickets at texrenfest.com, TexRenFest.com, or any participating Walgreens will also have tickets available. You can find out all about that at our website. We also have I believe it's called Facebook.
Oh, yes, yes.
We have a Facebook page, some Instagram, and some Twitter things. So
you guys are everywhere.
We do. we want to share our experience. And we have so many fans and patrons that want to hear about it year-round as we work on the festival throughout the year. So all of them are excited. So I just can't wait to begin. So short time away.
Very awesome. Well, Your Majesty, it has been an honor to speak to you today. I'm very glad to hear about all this.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to seeing you and all the Brazos Valley Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
Good. Enjoying winter, finally.
Yeah. We do have the weather for the season, which goes along with our guest today, right?
Yeah. We're getting all geared up for Christmas at the Creek in College Station. There's a lot going on all over the Brazos Valley, but I think we have one of the best events around. Kelly coordinates it for the city of College Station, and CMO, they're putting in lights and getting ready. There's a lot of exciting things going on, some live music, and then there's some new things that are going on this year that didn't happen last year. So I'll turn it over to you.
Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what's new, and then we'll talk about what's the same. So first, what's new this year at Christmas at the Creek?
Okay, well, what's new is we've moved it to doing it for only one weekend. And we're going to be going Friday night, like we've always done, on December the 6th. But in partnership with that, we're actually going to go all day Saturday. We kick off at 2 o'clock, and we'll be going until 10. Friday night, we'll have an original play, and we'll be showing the Santa Claus. And then on Saturday, we'll have a vendor village all day set up between the amphitheater and the Arts Council building with a synthetic ice rink, a logjammer, giant 90-foot slide, and then on top of that, we're going to finish off the night with a concert by Marsha Ball.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about this play.
Okay, it's an original play composed by Mark Taylor, and it's just a story about how Santa and Miss Claus come and also enjoy Christmas at the Creek with us and the Arts Council.
You know, that's the wrong interview. Aside from that, it's just fine. Because we're not going to do Christmas at the Creek today. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Scarecrow Festival that's going on at Chapel Hill. If you haven't been to the Scarecrow Festival, they have two different celebrations over there. They do the Blue Bonnet Festival and they do the Scarecrow Festival. The Scarecrow Festival happening this weekend. They've got over 100 vendors that are going to be there. And an opportunity for you to see all sorts of different scarecrows. And in addition, what they've got over there at Chapel Hill, they have all the time, is a museum that can kind of give you the history of that part of Washington County. And it's worth stopping in and seeing. So make your plans to be there. That's what's going on at Chapel Hill this weekend. And make your plans when the Bluebonnets come out to go to the Bluebonnet Festival as well. Two fun things to do there. All right, Brazos Valley weather. Look for some fog out there right now. It's starting to burn off. It's starting to lighten up a little bit. So that's a good thing. But look for a high temperature today of about 88. Tonight we'll have a low temperature down around 63. And then tomorrow we'll probably have a low around 57 degrees with north winds. So that'll be nice.
School bus drivers. They pick up your kids in the morning. They take them to school. They pick them up from school. They bring them back home. No, 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 no. It is a whole lot more than that. You wouldn't believe it. Hector Silva is the director of transportation for the College Station ISD. Listen to some of the numbers that he throws out.
We actually have about 110 buses at any given point that we use to transport 4,700 students each day, morning and afternoon for College Station ISD. Of course, that doesn't include all the extracurricular activities that is asked of my department. We guess that the amount of trips that we do a year are in the thousands, and you can have up to 29 buses, believe it or not, at one point. And I'm talking about the hard hats for toddlers or for tots that we do every year. And then we've got, you know, one or two buses going out each day for various reasons. My operation spans from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. Weekends when we have field trips, I have a staff of about 110. Also, drivers, monitors, that's the aide on the bus, and also mechanics and clerical staff that help out here.
I mean, really, you got to think about this. Think about the number of bus drivers, dedicated bus drivers, responsible bus drivers. Hector Silva says it's kind of like this.
It's an organized chaos that happens every day. You really, really, really have to love your job to be a bus driver. Obviously, in a city like ours, highly educated, highly affluent, you know, you don't get a lot of people that want to be bus drivers other than Aggies that may be going to school, retirees that are maybe done with a career and want something to do. I got a great bunch of people, man. Everybody shows up, you know, almost every day. I've got some outliers there, but yeah, that's common for any department out there. But to have 110 people show up every day at 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, is just an awesome thing.
Like me, you're probably out on a Friday night late sometimes going to a high school football game, and you're on the road and you pass a whole line of buses and you look on the side to see where they're from, and you kind of guess where they're going to or where they're coming from according to the high school football schedule. Listen to how Hector Silva describes the opening weekend of high school football this year.
We had both high schools go out at the same time out of town. And so that was going to be a total of 26 buses.
Wow.
And you got to put a body in every bus, of course. So you can imagine the stress level, because you don't get extra people to drive field trips. You get people to take kids home and bring them to school. And that's pretty much it. So when you're going to be out 20 some odd drivers, that is really challenging. That's when my office staff, my mechanics, and everybody else that can get behind the wheel that's licensed gets on a bus, including yours truly.
Now, they're always looking for good, responsible bus drivers. Is that you by chance? If so, Hector Silva tells you exactly what to do.
Get online at our website, the CSISD website, the HR website specifically. Fill out an application online. That application comes to me after HR reviews it. We look over the applicants. We call people in for interviews. We describe what we do and how we do it and how to go about it. You know, like I said, it's a process of anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months to get people certified. So we're always looking. Believe it or not, Tom, let me throw this at you. We have about a 40 to 50% turnover rate in my department. And that's not because we're bad people. That's just because of the vocation that we're in. There's a lot of turnover in this field.
And that website is csisd.org. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's been 30 years since Tracy Ullman debuted on Fox.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to work.
Wow. Just be nice.
She does not have to work. Do you know why she doesn't have to work?
Why?
She had a thing called the Tracy Ullman Show, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so they needed to fill a little time. And so she said, okay, we'll put this animated short on, but I want a piece of the action.
Yep.
That was The Simpsons.
Smartest thing she probably ever did.
Pretty good mailbox money. Pretty good mailbox money. But anyway, she's going to have a late night show. It's going to start Friday, October the 28th. Going to have Judi Dench on. That's not bad.
All right.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She can do an imitation of her pretty well as well. Anyhow, it's going to be Modern Life on the British Side of the Pond. It'll be on at 10 o'clock. At night, if you want to see that.
You know what's funny is most of the cast members on The Simpsons were cast members on the Tracy Ullman
show. Yeah.
They all still had to do their work for, you know, however many years now, 25 years or whatever it is. But Tracy Ullman, she's like, I'm just getting the money.
That's right. So it's the first weekend of the Desert Trip, or Olchella, as they're calling it, begins tonight in Indio, California. They apparently still had tickets available yesterday.
Really?
Yep. Bloomberg said that scalpers got scalped because the demand for tickets wasn't that great.
Huh?
Now, here's the deal. Yeah, you still get a three-day pass. You can see Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones, The Who, Roger Waters, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and some of the prices were as low as $188 on StubHub.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Now, the highest price is $1,599 in the VIP section, but there aren't any there. Those have already been used up.
I kind of want to go to that now.
There's an article in Wall Street Journal today about it because, you know, there are a lot of folks who are over 50 who are going to this. And, you know, that sounds good right now. But, you know, when it gets to be late in the night or early
it's tough.
The morning, yeah, not sure how they're going to be able to do for that. Remember, again, it's 3 days.
Oh, I can't party in my 30s like I could in my 20s. See? I can't imagine what it's like
50s.
In your
50s.
Oh. Hey, can I have some metal musel with that? Okay, fine. Yeah, so if you miss Paul Simon's career-spanning performance on Austin City Limits, apparently pretty amazing stuff, you can catch the entire show on PBS.org if you want to do that, if you happen to be a Paul Simon fan.
Cool.
Hey, so I looked up Dude Perfect earlier because we were talking about them being the celebrity pickers for the game on game day.
Yep.
And the Johnny Football Edition that they shot has over 13 million views on YouTube.
The one from the top deck also, I looked that one up. That had over 11 million views too.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, they're getting views.
Okay. And while we're talking about football players who used to play in Kerrville and went elsewhere, there's a Vanity Fair article that's out there this morning if you want to see that. So. 12-year-old kid owes Google more than $100,000 after running up ads for his YouTube videos. Speaking of that, the boy who lives in Spain set up a Google AdWords account to promote his videos, but he somehow thought that he was earning money from the YouTube instead of spending it. By the time he was done, he owed Google $112,000.
Yikes.
Not good. Company tried to charge his parents' credit card. Obviously, the bank gave him a call. So the boy's mom says that her son wanted to become rich and be a YouTuber because he thought it would be easy, had no idea what he was doing. Google finally understood, canceled the bill,
I'm betting that he got a talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something you probably don't want to do.
Talking to is probably the nice way to put it.
That's it. So now, was there a coffee day this week? Did we celebrate coffee?
We did. We talked about Luke's Diner.
That's right, because
Gilmore
having to do
Girls.
With your Gilmore Girls
right.
thing. Well, today we've got a list from Preset of who drinks the most coffee based on their job.
Oh.
Who drinks the most coffee based on their job. We don't do 10, so we'll do 9. Number 9 is retail staff. Number 8 is an IT person. Number 7 is telephone sales. Number 6, company executives. Number 5, nurses and medical staff. Number 4, plumbers and trade
really?
People.
Really? Okay.
Wouldn't think so.
Huh.
Number 3 is teachers. Number 2, police officers. Number 1, coffee consumers. Journalists.
Woo!
Journalists. There you go.
That's
what you tell her. That's what you tell people. I have to drink coffee.
I'm a journalist.
That's right. They say that I should be doing that.
It's in the job description.
Part of my craft is to drink coffee.
How funny.
Yeah, so there you are. Anyway, they don't say how much.